Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Thatch here. Welcome to Puckle Trivia Rewind, where we play old trivia segments from our show, Puckle Podcast. You can be sure to go over to the main feed, Puckle Podcast, where we listen to this podcast, and get more goodness. We talk more in depth about other Pokemon topics and whatnot, as well as have up-to-date trivia. But right now, you're hitting Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon. And that's great, because now Stack Attack and Blacephalon are still there. Toucanic can still be an answer. And things are just going swimmingly. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this segment of Pokemon Trivia. Welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. Of course, this is where we go ahead and we ask them to lower their browsers because they can only use what's in their head. No internet, no help, no lifelines. This is not Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. So our contestants here today are going to be Jushiro and Whimsicott. They will be working as a team to answer questions to compete against the other co-hosts in a race to 30 points. The first co-host that hits 30 points actually gets to pick a plush from the PokemonCenter.com under $20. Because that's what's in the budget, guys. That's what's in the budget. but, of course, you guys can go ahead and you'll have five questions today. You will get 1 point for answering each of those correctly. One of those questions will contain a bonus question, and you will also get one hint to use throughout the questions. If you get all of the questions correct without using the hint, you can cash that hint in for an extra point for a maximum total of 7 points possible today. So if you guys are ready to go, I have some questions lined up from several of our Puckalonians on the Discord server.
I guess we're ready.
Can't be readier.
All right, so
we're going to be way readier than we were with Scrawn, so.
PTSD, man. PTSD.
Yep.
All right. Question number one comes from Claude9. He wants to know, in the anime, Ash has had many Pokemon over the 7 generations he's been traveling. However, only one of those Pokemon is shiny. Which Pokemon does Ash own that is also a shiny Pokemon?
Oh, that's an easy one.
Noctowl.
Noctowl, yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is correct. Ash's Noctowl is a shiny Noctowl because they really went real hard on that whole shiny Pokemon thing in Gen 2. So that is 1 point for you guys today. So you're on a roll.
Whee.
You're doing it real strong. You're feeling
we're
pretty
one
good.
One for one.
Exactly. We're already doing as well as we did last time.
All right. Question number two is also from Claude9, and it still has to do with the anime. I like those questions. I think they're very solid. In the anime, how many Pokemon does Ash currently have at Professor Oak's lab? We are going to count all of the Tauros as one Pokemon, by the way. We're going to ask, okay, how many unique species does Ash have, and I'm going to give you a plus or minus 3 here.
Okay. Wow.
Okay. I have no idea, but I remember seeing like a picture of Ash with all of his Pokemon.
Uh-huh.
And there were a ton of them back at Professor Oak's. It was like at least 25 Pokemon, I think.
Yeah, I have no idea how many currently he has.
I haven't watched the anime in like 15 years, so
do you want to choose the hint for this one, or do you want to just coast this one and try to guess?
I feel like even if we use the hint, we're still gonna have to ballpark it.
Yeah.
So we might be better suited to use the hint on the bonus question. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, you're right. So let's go ahead and ballpark this. You say 25?
I said 25 because if he's counting the Taurus as one.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be like a few less than that because not all of his old Pokemon are with Professor Oak. And yeah. There were a few in that picture that are not with Professor Oak. Like, I think Charizard might have been in that picture.
Charizard's with Professor Oak now.
Oh, see. Uh-huh.
That's canon now.
I haven't watched the anime in 15 years.
Yeah, let's ballpark it to 25 and see what we get.
Yeah, we're just like throwing rocks in the dark. So yeah, 25?
All right. Unfortunately, that is incorrect. The answer is actually 35. This isn't like a Pokemon related thing to me, but a problem solving lesson for you guys now.
Mm-hmm.
We should have counted a team for each generation and subtracted each.
So
you're right.
You could have at least gotten to 30 realistically, right? And assume that he caught like one or two extra here and there. And he could have gotten to like 32, I think. Because if you would have gone, okay, he's been through six regions, all of those Pokemon in some form or another are there, right? Like, let's assume that six Pokemon came from Kanto, right? And let's assume six from each generation. That's super reasonable, I think. Like, if you assume about six per generation, except for Kalos. Kalos was real bad. But then you get 36, and that's only one off. That's not too bad. That's just a problem-solving thing, though. If you would have assumed a whole team of five from each one, that's another thing. Also, one thing that I caught up that I was talking to, I mentioned that I didn't know was canon before the show, is that Gliscor is actually back, which I did not know was true. But Gliscor is apparently at Oak's lab. Canonically.
Oh, again, back when I used to watch the anime, like, I mean, you're perfectly right, Thatch. That was the way to go about it. But back when I watched the anime, he didn't send them back to Professor Oak. He just released them.
Yeah,
that's not true at all. Because as soon as he caught Krabby, Krabby went to Professor Oak. And then as soon as he caught Muk, Muk went to Professor Oak. So that is flawed logic.
But you don't remember Krabby or Muk. You remember Butterfree.
Yeah, Butterfree's sad, but that's fine. all right. And then I have to mention, like, I guess if you didn't watch Unova, that's really problematic. Because in Unova, he caught, like, nine Pokemon. So, and he kept all of them. He didn't release any of them. So that's, like, a huge number spike. I would have been okay if you would have overestimated, like, the 40 or something. I would have just given it to you. But
Keep rubbing it in.
Moving on to question number three. I feel like you guys can get this one. This one's from Linian. And he wants to know, which Pokemon is known as the spirit of the desert?
Flygon.
There you go.
Is that your final
answer?
It's one
of my favorite Pokemon. Yeah.
That is correct. Flygon is the spirit of
nice
the desert.
Nice work,
Winstercut. I told you, it's one of my favorites.
All right.
Like, there's this noise the desert makes when it's windy, and the Pokedex entries talk about how Flygon's wings have the same like buzzing singing noise, and so he's like the spirit of the desert, and it's really cool.
You know what I really like about Flygon? It's mega evolution.
Me too. I love it so much.
Oh.
No, wait, this is the wrong dimension. It's the crappy one.
Damn use.
Anyway. Right. So this next one is the bonus point question, and it comes from Dr. Shamu. So he wants to know, there are three lines that learn Ice Ball by level up. One of them is the Steel line. What are the other two?
Well, you took away the easy one. That was cool.
Did. I should have said it.
Do you think Dewgon? Did Dewgon line this one?
It might be. I honestly have like no clue. Let's think about it.
And Cryo.
You do have the hint as well. Don't forget that.
Exactly. Yeah. We should use the hint for this one.
Okay. Is it the okay. Do you want to use the hint now?
Yes, because we don't get the bonus point, and the next one is going to be the stat question.
So the two lines, I'm going to give you a lot of information, so buckle in. First of all, both of these lines have the ice type the entire time.
Okay.
Second, these are both two-stage ice type evolution lines. So it's only basic and then stage one.
Okay.
That's all you get. And so, yeah, so they're both ice types, and it's a two-stage evolution line for both of them.
So Dewgong,
both of them, both of them came out post Gen 5, so anything after Gen 5.
Okay, so Dewgong would be out anyway because Seal is a pure water type.
Oh, right.
As after Gen 5, including Gen 5?
Not including Gen 5, after Gen 5. Gen 6 and Gen 7.
Yeah, there you go. So it's actually kind of easy because there is not that.
Hollow and Vulpix?
No.
I would include that as Gen 7, by the way, just as like a heads up.
It might be Alolan Sandshrew, though.
Okay.
Alolan Sandshrew and Alolan Sandslash. And the other one, I don't think it's Alolan Ninetales, and because I've been using it and it doesn't get it. And the other one might be Bergmite and Avaluk.
Oh, okay.
Or it may be, what other ice types are in Gen 6 and 7? A ton of them.
Not a ton, and not that, like, I know that for a fact it's not the crab boxer, because the first
Perfect.
Is just
fighting. Yeah.
It's a fighting.
So it might be just the Avalug line and the Alolan Sandslash line.
Okay.
Are those your
nothing
final
from
answers?
Gen 6?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing from Gen 6?
Avalug is Gen 6.
Okay. Nothing else from Gen 6? Just double checking.
There weren't a lot of ice types in Gen 6.
Yeah. I needed the answer.
Okay, there we go. Just go, forward with those two.
Avalug and Alolan Sandslash.
That is correct on both accounts. Mm-hmm. You had Bergmite and Avalug, and also Sandshrew and Alolan Sandshrew and Alolan Sandslash. The best ice type Pokemon that have ever existed. And
I mean, you would think so, but I drafted it and I haven't brought it once in 8 weeks of PDL.
I mean, it's not
so
very good. I just think, design
it.
Wise, I think they're pretty solid.
Oh, yeah. Design-wise, Alolan Ninetales and Alolan Sandslash are like top tier.
I agree with that. All right, so we are going to... That's 4 points for you guys then. So we need to do what we do every week, which is do the... what's it called? The stat question, which I haven't picked yet because I've been real bad about it lately. And so we're going to rank Pokemon by attack. So I want to know what... let's say, what rock-type Pokemon has the highest base attack of all rock-type Pokemon?
Ooh. Mm. Well, Rampardos has 165, as we learned last week, which is pretty darn high.
Yeah.
But there might be something higher. Let me
No. What about the oh my god. What's its name?
Mega Tyranitar?
No. The other fossil. The T-Rex.
Tyrantrum.
Tyrantrum.
I don't think Tyrantrum goes up over Mega Evolutions.
Okay.
This is a tough one. Because Mega Teeter, I think, also goes up to something like 165.
Uh-huh.
But it might be higher. Megarodactyl is strong, but it might not be as strong. Simply because like the base stat total it starts from is lower. What do you think, Jay?
Yeah, no, I have no idea, honestly. Right, rock types have never been my forte. But Megarodactyl makes sense. Megatyranitar makes sense to me.
And Rampardos still makes a ton of sense.
Yeah.
Are there any other rock type megas?
Onyx? Mega Onyx is rock or is it ground?
No, Mega Steelix is ground steel. Mega Aggron has a huge attack, but it loses the rock type when it mega evolves.
Yeah. So that's what I thought.
I'm gonna need an answer.
I would pick between Mega Teeter and Rampardos.
You choose.
Okay, let's go. Wait, I looked up Mega Teeter when I was supposed to battle Scrawn. Its attack stat was not... I don't think it was higher than Rampardos. It might be Rampardos still.
Then go for Rampardos.
Okay, Rampardos.
That is correct. Woo-hoo-hoo! Rampardos has a base attack of 165. Mega T-Tar does come in a close second, though, with a base attack of 164.
Yes. Thank you, you did forget a rock
Mega, though, and that is Mega Deoncy at 160.
Mega Deoncy, I knew it was like a tiny bit lower.
And then Rhyperior comes in with a base 140. And then I'm just helping you all break the game for Snag. And then and then you also get Archaeops at 140. So, and then Gigalith and Mega Aerodactyl are actually tied. With T-Tar is still one below them. But yes, there you go. That is it. So that gives you guys 5 points today. I don't know what the rankings are because I didn't ask Scrawn or Snag this week what their points were. So that is going to be it for the show today. We'll see where that race to 30 is next week, and we'll see which one of your co-hosts will become the champion and get that plush. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we are going to quiz your co-hosts on their innate Pokemon knowledge. So, of course, that means no computer screens. Our hosts are going to be acting as a team to answer these questions. There are going to be 5 questions worth 1 point apiece. One of these questions will have a bonus point attached to it, so that's 6 points. And they will be allowed to use one hint throughout the entire questions, which if they don't get all the questions correct and they don't use the hint, they can cash that in for a 7th point. So there's a possible total of 7. They are competing against the other hosts on the show to get a potential 30 points, and the winner gets a plush from Pokemon Center of their choice under $20. So there we go. There are the rules. There's what's at stake. And I'm pretty sure Whimsicott's winning because I haven't been keeping score. So
you should totally like give me my actual score. Like
maybe later this week after the show's done.
Because at this point, I'm curious.
All right. So we are going to go ahead and we are going to kick things off with what I think is a softball from Bod Talk. So out of all of the Pokemon games that have ever come out, we're not going to include third versions here, by the way. Two of the games, like two different versions together combined, actually are the top selling games on their console. What games are those?
Huh.
The top selling games on their console.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Red and Blue because they got beat by Tetris.
But what about Gold and Silver?
Gold and Silver are on. Because
there's the Game Boy, and then there's the Game Boy Color.
Game Boy Color is not a separate entity.
Exactly.
What? I feel like it should be. All right. Okay, so it's not those. Then it gets harder, because there's a lot more games.
Yes. But I think Generation
3... A lot of people bought DSs, or 3DSs. A lot of people bought 3DSs for X and Y.
Yes, but 3DS also has stuff like Mario and Smash Bros.
I don't know that would have outsold. Like, I don't know. Pokemon is pretty much the reason people buy the handhelds.
So you think?
In my mind. Maybe I'm wrong.
You think Pokemon X and Y might be the best selling games on 3DS ever?
I don't know. I think maybe, but I don't know.
it's really tough.
Because the thing is, all the others are like big Nintendo titles. Usually they have their main series, or like their big ones, go to the console. And Pokemon's kind of unique in that it's like the big one that has always been on the mobile.
That's my point. Like on the DS, like what's fighting against Diamond and Pearl?
Well, Black and White. And
Black and White didn't sell nearly as much as Diamond and Pearl.
I guess. I don't know. I wasn't really. Part of it is I wasn't playing Diamond and Pearl when it came out. So I have a bad gauge of how successful it was. And I also think they're just garbage compared to almost every other game in the series.
Okay. So
I'm like, why did anyone buy that? But I'm probably wrong.
I'm going to need an answer.
Truck close. Okay.
I think it's XY. You think it's Diamond and
Pearl?
No.
I'm fine with X and Y. Like, I hope I remember correctly that Red and Blue sold less than Tetris, but it's just because Tetris came with the console.
What's your answer?
Go for it.
I think it's X and Y.
Okay, let's go with that.
That is unfortunately incorrect, but it's super close. So the answer is actually Ruby and Sapphire.
Are you kidding?
The Game Boy, the Game Boy Advance, the Game Boy Advance didn't have that many games or good games, I should say. And so actually, let me give you the list of the best-selling games from the Game Boy Advance. Already, 1, 2, and 3, the top three slots: Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire, Pokemon Fire Red and Leaf Green, followed by Pokemon Emerald. All the Pokemon games take up the 1, 2, and 3 slots for the Game Boy Advance, followed by Mario Kart in the number 4 slot. And unfortunately for the 3DS, X and Y are the second best-selling games for the 3DS.
So close.
Right after Mario Kart 7.
See?
That's not that good of a Mario Kart either.
Came with a 2DS bundle, though.
Mm-hmm. It came with a bundle, and they pushed it real hard. Like, if you were a kid buying a 3DS and you weren't buying Pokemon, you were buying Mario Kart. Because they still push Mario Kart today, even. Because that's one of those games that they drop to, like, their select things as well. So it's $20 instead of $30, and you can get cheap Mario Kart now. People are still buying it.
So. To be fair, like the latest Mario Kart for the Switch is pretty good.
Yeah, it's real good. Yeah. No, I agree. Mario Kart 7 is essentially in that same vein. Like, Mario Kart 8 for the Switch and for the Wii U, in that matter. Mario Kart did really well. Like, just in 7 and 8 back to back, they did really well together. They played off each other very well. So that is unfortunately incorrect. But we'll move on to this next question, and I hope you guys can get this. I want to know, which rock-type Pokemon is the lightest rock-type Pokemon by weight?
Well, that's interesting.
It's Meteor.
I was wondering if it could be Meteor after it, like, changes form.
I think there's a decent chance it's Meteor.
Well, let's go through the other rock-types, too, just in case.
Like, a very light one could be, like, Diancie or Carbink. Another super, like,
Gen 3. No, most of them are not, like, inherently light.
Yes, there are
Rockruff's
a few
pretty
that...
light, probably.
Rockruff,
yeah, it's a puppy.
I don't think it's that light. Like, I'm thinking it's one of those Pokemon that have the rock type, like, kind of tacked onto it.
Sure,
Meteor seems like a good option. But I don't know, I like Meteor, but
Meteor
never...
makes sense. Meteor makes sense because it loses weight once
when it's in core form.
Shields down, right?
Yep.
I'm going to need the answer.
What do you want to go with, Splunk?
I think let's go with what you said. Let's go with Meteor.
Okay, Meteor.
With the shields down.
That is correct. Meteor, core form, is the lightest rock type Pokemon. All right, so we're going to move on to just a little bit to the past. We're talking Gen 6 right now. So back in Gen 6, there was an official poll taken to rank all 649 Pokemon. Or, yeah, 49. No, not 649. Okay. That's Gen 5. 721 Pokemon. And they ranked them all.
Everyone got a free one, right?
They got the free top one, yeah. They also made a note of who was at the bottom. And I want to know who was voted as the worst Pokemon.
It was Simisage. No, not Simisage. Wait. No, that's Simisear.
I think you're right. Yeah, that sounds very correct.
It was Simisear.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, yes. Top one was Arceus and bottom was Simisear.
I thought you were going to say the top. I'm like, it was an Arceus because I remember getting it for free. The bottom was Simisear. I think you're right.
Or Sage.
No, it was Simisear.
It was the evolved one. I just misspoke.
Yeah.
That is correct. It was Simisear, the Pokemon that everybody hated.
Although, honestly, I think the water and grass are worse than the fire.
Head literally looks like fiery poo.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you're so right.
Better than broccoli. I can't with them.
Broccoli is better. That's why Simisage wasn't the very bottom of the list.
The next one is your bonus point question. I came up with this in the 5 minutes before the segment, so it's either really hard or really easy. And I'm going to say
Which one was the two pointer?
This one.
Oh, okay.
This one. The two pointers right here. So the Pokemon Company is made up of an ownership of three different companies, including Nintendo. What are the other two?
Nintendo, Pokemon Company, and Creatures Inc.
No, they make up the Pokemon Company.
Oh, okay. Nintendo, Game Freak, and Creatures Inc.
Sure. Yeah.
That's your final answer?
Yeah,
I didn't know that third one. I'm glad you did.
That is correct. It is Game Freak, Creatures Inc., and Nintendo. I think that's just really important to bring up because when the announcements were made on Tuesday, Nintendo stock jumped. And it's Pokemon Company that's making a lot of these things. Though Nintendo is going to make a lot of money on selling their 20 million Switch units, probably. So keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that gives you guys 4 points so far today. And we're still on to the stat question, which is sometimes the easiest question of them all.
But we're still going to use our hint for this since we can't.
Yeah, you might as well. Exactly.
More certainly will, yeah.
Let me figure out what base stat we're doing today, and we'll have a good time. So let's see. You're going to look at the fastest Pokemon, who is also a fighting type. Fastest fighting type Pokemon. Go.
Give us a hint.
It's a dual type. It's also something that I missed. It's very high up there. It's like third overall.
Oh gosh.
Third fastest Pokemon overall.
Base speed of 151.
Oh wow. It's Feromosa.
Is Feromosa 151?
Yes.
Then yeah.
That is correct. Feromosa is the fastest fighting type Pokemon. I missed it. I saw Mega Lopunny, and then I looked up and I'm like, wait a second, it's Feromosa when I asked the question. So that is correct. It is Feromosa. That gives you guys 5 points today. That's pretty good. You're doing pretty strong here. So you guys are doing that was a solid trivia segment. So I'm pretty sure Whimsicott's winning. She has probably like 20 points. And that will get her close to winning. So,
and she just did Game Corner.
So. Yeah, so that's an extra point. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. We are going to ask them 5 questions worth 1 point apiece, and one of those questions is going to have a bonus point attached to it, so that's 6 questions, and they get 1 hint to use throughout the entire course. If they get all of the questions correct without using the hint, they can cash it in for a second point for a possible total of 7 points. All of these questions are going to be either really difficult or really hard, but I expect all 7 points to be gained today because this was a very quick,
really
put
difficult
together quiz.
Or really hard.
Yeah, because when they're random, I don't have time to actually prep for them. So if you guys are competing against the other co-hosts, first 30 points. I think Whimsicott's winning. I don't know how many she has. She probably has like 20 some. I'm just going to make up a number and people are going to believe me. So
just the next time she's on, let her win.
Yeah, I'm just going to be like, you have 30 points. Yay. And that's how it's going to work. So we are going to go ahead and go through these questions. If you guys are ready, I will start with question number one.
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Question number one. I want to know what the longest Pokemon route is. Pokemon, is it a route that I want to call it? I want to call it a route, or it not necessarily a route, but some section of the game. What is the longest one by tile?
Defined longest, though.
What do you mean by define it? It's longest. Like, you can go straight in it the longest.
Okay, because that's different than, say, it took you the most time.
No, which one is the longest?
Oh dear.
It is the longest route in any core series game. So only core series games that are all you have to think about.
It's not necessarily named
route as well. Just keep that in mind because you do have other locations and stuff like that. So
my initial thought on this, Linian, is that it's would be one of the biking trails where you can bike and like try to hatch your eggs either in like Gen 4 or Gen 5 and whatnot. But the fact that he's having hesitation calling it a route makes me think it's one of the bridges in Gen 5.
So it doesn't need to be called a route. I do want to make that clear. It doesn't need to be called a route.
Which is why I'm thinking it's one of the bridges in Gen 5.
If it's not a bridge in Gen 5, my question is, I don't know if my answer qualifies, but I think it would be Flower Paradise in Gen 4 where you encounter Shaymin.
Ooh.
Where you're just running forever and ever. And ever, and ever.
That's a good call. I think we should go with that answer because if that had something else in mind, I think that one trumps it.
The problem is I don't know if it counts as a route, but
I don't see why it wouldn't.
I don't know because it's event locked. I don't know. I would say the Flower Paradise.
Let's go with that, and just for fun as a runner up. Let's go with that answer. But I'm going to say as a runner up, let's call it Sky Arrow Bridge. which is probably wrong. It's the only bridge I can think of, though. But our primary answer, yes, is Flower Paradise.
All right. That is correct-ish. I'll take it because it's actually called Seabreak Path, but it leads to Flower Paradise. You were thinking of the right thing. But it is Seabreak Path because it is 256 units and 8 blocks on the town map, which it would be impossible for a game in Generation 3 to support this path because of how long it is.
55, that would do it.
Yep. So it is incredibly long, but that is correct. That is 1 point for you guys today. So we're going to move on. So this next question, we're going to forget Gen 7 even happened. We're going to forget Auraz even happened. And I want to know, up until X and Y, what is the only Pokemon family that was capable of being caught while holding the item Light Clay?
Okay, well, that was a question a while back, but I forget what the answer that was disqualified was. Well, it's not Mudbray.
Oh,
it can't get that. So it's, well, we're only going up to X and Y. Only up to X and Y.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying it's not Mudbray.
Yes.
And for some reason, like, it's jumping out to me to say Claydol, but I think that is.
I thought that also was that added? Was that like one, like, it didn't have it before, but then it was added?
I don't remember. Shoot, and this was only like a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
So Light Clay was added Gen 4, yeah? Like it didn't exist before Gen 4, or did it?
I don't recall.
No, it was a Gen 5 item. No, it was Gen 5. And if it was in it was introduced in Gen 5, it was only held item. It can't be clay at all.
Yeah, okay, I agree.
So what ground types were in that game?
There was Excadrill, there was
Golett. That's
yes.
Whimsicott said it was Golett.
Yes.
Is that your final answer?
I could be very. And you know what? That would make sense because Golett and Claydol, Golett and Baltoy are version exclusives in Ultra.
Yeah, let's go with that answer. Golett.
That is correct. That is Golett and Golurk. Claydol got it in Auraz. So,
all right.
Boom, boom, boom.
Good call. Good catch, Lenian.
Yeah. Boom. You guys are really going cray here. So I'll ask you, I'll give you an option here. I have two questions geared up, but one of them I don't know a good way to ask it. So do you want a video game question or a TCG question?
Oh, video game.
I have a TCG question, but I don't think anybody in this room would be able to answer it properly.
It about Volcanion or Guzzlord?
No.
Or what is it? The jungle set.
No, not at all. So let's see here. I want to know what the lowest level possible to obtain that's not true. Let's not go with that one. Let's say, what is the only Pokemon to get stabbed with explosion, excluding Smeargle?
That can learn it naturally?
That can learn it. explosion, okay. Not self-destruct. There's a difference.
For some reason, I thought that was like a tutor move at some point.
Nope. Maybe in Gen 2. So, I'm talking about Gen 7, though. Like, we're in Gen 7.
Snorlax is a self-destructor.
Yeah, I would say that was my first thought, but yeah, probably that. Not that. Trying to think about what other normal types would.
There's two answers, actually. I just realized I'm an idiot, but there are two answers.
See, explosion, they don't tend to give to. It's a lot of rock types and ground types.
Yeah.
Or like machine Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. Huh. So. I mean, we could go with Snorlax because he just changed to say, oh, there's two of them now.
I feel like this is wrong.
let me think here.
Normal types that have explosion. One.
There's only two of them.
There's two of them. I know one of them.
Okay.
So that was a gimmick with Licky Licky back in Gen 4. TM.
Ooh, nice. Okay.
You know,
okay, good.
TM, it learned it by TM trademark as well.
Okay, good. Licky Licky, and then
you don't need the other one. This isn't a two. I have a two parter.
Oh, this was just, not, I thought this was a two.
Okay,
no,
okay.
I have a two parter. This was an accidental two parter. but
let's take Licky Licky and run then.
Yeah,
that is correct. The other answer is Silvally. Silvally got it in Gen 7.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't have to.
Seth brought that last. I slept with him with that. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, but Licky Licky was the answer I was originally looking for. So that is correct. That is 3 points for you guys today. The next question is your double question answer, or your double point question, the bonus point. So there are two water rock type Pokemon that are not fossils. What are they?
Well, one is Relicanth. I know that much. I guess so. We have 1 point.
Yep. Corsola.
I mean, it's a living, huh?
Corsola.
Corsola, a great drink.
Those are your answers, right?
All right.
Yeah, those are our answers. Yeah,
that's correct on both accounts. All right. So now we have to do the stat move as always. Let me pull up my list. I have a list that I go to now because I have to get like interesting, especially with Sublime now memorizing all of them. So like I have to get really interesting about it. So we're gonna go with defense today, and I want to know what. Let's see. Let's find a good type. Let's find a good type. That would be a bad type to ask.
Rock.
Yeah. What is the only pure ghost type Pokemon with the highest base defense? Pure ghost type, not dual type.
Isn't it so? Just is ghost. It not. Agrius?
That's what I was going to say. That's my first thought.
What other pure ghosts really are? There's Miss Magius, but that's definitely wrong.
I accidentally made this question easy.
But let's go with Kahogrigus then.
Let's go with, I don't want to be wrong because I'm so close to 7, but let's go with Kahogrigus.
That is correct.
I actually don't know what it is for dual type.
For dual type, the answer is Aegislash. Like, if it's ghost type, it's Aegislash.
Oh, right.
Because, 150, yeah. Yeah, because Aegislash has base 150. It actually is tied with Dewblade, fun fact, for base defense. So take that take that for what you will. Base special defense is way lower, but base defense is the same. All right, though. So that is 7 points for you guys today. That is the first 7 points I've given out in forever. So good on you guys. Last minute trivia questions for the win. All right. So
all these points are probably going to go to waste.
They're all going to go to waste anyway because Whimsicott's going to win the next time she's on. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. They are in a race of 30 points, but right now it really doesn't matter because Whimsicott wins the next time she's on the show, mostly because I lost track of the points. And I'm not going to go back and try to find out all the point scores again.
Nice. So let's just win anyway and make your...
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I hope that in retrospect, somebody goes and looks up the points like maybe a year or two later and they're just like, by the way, somebody hit 30 points before Whimsicott.
Yeah, it was Basket.
Yeah.
Oh, you owe him like a coaster or something, mate.
Yeah, well, actually what they're competing for now is a plush from under $20 from the PokemonCenter.com website.
I can get a second bounce suite.
To be fair, the plushes from Pokemon Center are much higher quality than that you're going to find in GameStop.
That's true.
I never got into plushes because they all look like crap, in my opinion.
You are wrong.
There's a couple of them where it's like, okay, like those are done really well, but some of them you can see the shape.
The more intricate ones are really bad. If you need to look at the PokemonCenter.com website, because those are top notch in my opinion. And most of the plushes they make are base form on purpose, because if not, it gets too intricate. But for those of you who do not know anything about Pokemon or Puckle's Poke Quiz, we ask 5 questions worth 1 point apiece. However, one of these questions will have a bonus point attached to it, so they can try for 6 points. They do get one hint to help them answer all of the questions. If they answer all of the questions correctly without using the hint, they can cash it in for an extra point for a possible total of 7. So if you guys are ready, I have a bunch of questions that weren't written by me ready to go.
Let's go for it.
I'm ready.
All right. So we're going to start things out nice and easy, nice and light. I want to know, what is the lightest ground type Pokemon? Not me specifically. I believe this is actually BK Cobra. He wants to know. Oh, no, it's not BK Cobra. I got this wrong. It is Hydra. Hydra wants to know, what is the lightest ground type Pokemon?
the lightest ground type Pokemon. Well, like the first thing that comes to mind is Diglett, but like I don't know if that's true.
Well, is this like a mono ground or is this like a
yes?
No, it just has to have ground typing.
Yeah.
Wait.
Sure, okay, it's a mono ground.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. I'll give you that for free.
Okay. Hmm.
Then I would say either Diglett or Trapinch, because Trapinch is like a bug thing.
Yeah, Trapinch has a big head though. Grimmauld and Diglett would weigh more. Let's think about other stuff. Okay.
Yeah, he's got that hair.
Yeah, that hair, and he's steel type. So I just assume. Oh yeah, it's a mono type. So that in Gen 4, there was Hippopotas.
I'm gonna need an answer.
He's like a
And Gen 5,
but he has the same issue with Hippopotas or whatever because he's an elephant. So
I just want to go with Diglett if that's okay.
Yeah, sure. I mean, he's a pile of dirt. How much can he weigh?
Mm. All right. Thatch.
Diglett is correct. So that is one point for you guys. All right. So that's one. All right. So we're going to move on to our next question, which comes from Ironcaster on the Discord. And he wants to know, in the anime, how many siblings does Brock have?
Oh my goodness. It's a lot. I know that much.
I have absolutely no clue. Do we have an over under?
Oh, yeah, I'll give you a plus or minus one. Or plus or minus two. I'll be nice. Plus or minus two.
Well, in that case, I want to say 9. Is that fair? Because he has a lot.
Is that your final answer?
I'm gonna say 7. I'll say 7.
Okay, let's go with his
7. That is within the margin of error. The answer is actually 9, but that gives you guys the point. He has 5 brothers and 4 sisters. For those of you wondering at home,
so nice.
It is 9. Yeah. One of them is Forrest.
Don't they introduce most of them throughout the show?
No, only random? One. Only one.
Oh, really?
Only one of them gets a special aside. Yeah. because the new Pewter City gym leader is actually Brock's brother, Forrest.
I mean, in reality, no one really cares about Brock. So no one's really cared about siblings.
That's kind of true. Our next question comes from, I believe this one is actually from, this one is from Sparky. And he wants to know about Sneasel evolving into Weavile. He says, to evolve Sneasel into Weavile, it must be holding a Razor Claw and be leveled up at night. These are really specific circumstances, by the way. It's almost as bad as if Nintendo were just like, man, when this Pokemon hits level 30, you should flip your 3DS upside down. If only that was a joke. And so in Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, there are only two ways of obtaining a Razor Claw. You are given one by an NPC in Tapu Village. What is the other way you can obtain a Razor Claw?
Catching a Sneasel.
Is that what it is?
Well, that's what I'm thinking, because in a lot of gens, that's something that Sneasel has on him.
Yeah, and you can catch Sneasel in that one Icy Mountain place.
Yeah, so I mean, if you can come up with a better idea, let's go for that, because I'm purely basing that off of the other games.
Well, my guess would have just been Battle Tree.
Well, that's probably completely possible, too.
Yeah.
That makes it. So then let's do...
I'll say not Battle Tree. It's not.
I like your answer, Basket.
Okay, then we'll say catching a Sneasel with Razor Claw.
That is incorrect, kind of, for the most part. So it isn't held item by a Pokemon, just not by Sneasel. It's actually by the Komo-o line. Jangmo-o, Hakamo-o, and Komo-o.
Oh.
Actually all right. Have a chance to hold it. Komo-o itself has like a 50% chance if you can find a wild one, which can happen from my understanding. It's just like a 1% chance.
Yeah, SOS battles, right?
Oh crap, and that's right. Sneasel doesn't hold that. He holds something else that's some other claw or
oh yes, he holds the grip claw. The grip claw.
Yeah. Crap.
The item that nobody else uses. But that's close, guys. So the next question is the question that contains your bonus point. And this one comes from BK Cobra, and I'm pretty sure you're not going to get it right, but I needed trivia questions, and it was pretty timely.
Bring it on.
In the new footage of Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee shown at E3 this week, it was revealed that Pikachu learns a move it hasn't in previous titles.
Oh, what I actually move was it? I was
And you get a bonus point. So 1 point for knowing the move and another point for knowing what level it learns the move.
Okay, I think it was double kick, and I think the level was like 14 or 15.
I'm going to go with your judgment on this one.
But I can't remember if it was 14 or 15.
It doesn't matter.
I'm going to say double kick at 14.
That is correct on the move, but incorrect on the level. It is double kick. He does learn double kick now because we have to make things easy for you going into gym leader battles, significantly more so than before. And it's almost as bad as Charmeleon learning Metal Claw and Leaf Green and Fire Red.
It blew my mind that nobody that was playing like on the live stream saw that.
They saw it. They probably just didn't want to mention it like outright.
Yeah, that's just
like a bigger sign of hand holding than anything else, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. It was just crazy to me because it was like, wait, is that a new move? Why is nobody talking about this? What's going on? And then I was like, oh wait, no, okay. Because I was gonna actually write to the Viridian Guild. And I was gonna be like, Pikachu learns a new move, and then I was like, wait, no,
just double kick.
He probably already knows that move, but I never use Pikachu.
He doesn't.
Or haven't since like
he doesn't. Gen? It's just new. It's just new to him now. He learns it at level 9 now, though. In Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee. Well, at least in the beta that they showed.
Oh wow.
So that gives you guys 3 total points today. So let's see if we can make it 4. You do still have the hint.
Yeah, and two of the answers to our questions today have been 9. So we're almost at 3 9s, and then I can do a very inappropriate reference.
Too bad, because this is question number 5, and as always, every week, it is a stat-based question. And I want to know today, what is the ice-type Pokemon with the highest base special attack?
Okay, the first thing, like, I've been raising a Froslass, so Froslass comes to mind, but I don't think it's Froslass.
Is the ice Kyurem or whatever, is that one special?
Kyurem.
Kyurem, yeah.
It could be white Kyurem, I think. Maybe it's Reshiram. White Kyurem could be it, I think.
Reshiram is fire.
White Kyurem is half Reshiram, half Kyurem. It's the merged form. DNA splicers.
Oh, right.
So that comes to mind. I know it has the most potential for a powerful move in the game, or it used to, at least.
Is that your final answer?
No! Chill out, man! I'm thinking. Let's see, what do we got? What do we got?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah.
There aren't many ice types out there.
Let's do that. Let's do that.
White Kyurem?
Yeah. Let's do that one.
Okay. That is correct. It is White Kyurem with a base 170 special attack. It's like in the top 5 or 6, man. It's up there. But yeah, fight me, Kyurem, and it'll smack you down. Looking at you, Keldeo. And so that is going to be
you
it for this.
Saying Kyurem, and every time you do it, it triggers me.
That is going to be it for this week's edition of what's it called? Puckle's Pokey Quiz. There's 4 points for you guys. Let's see who gets the 31st trick question. The answer is Whimsicott. And welcome to Puckle's Pokey Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. We have Whimsicott and Maximus today competing with each other. Well, they're competing together as a team to answer 5 questions about Pokemon, which are whatever I came up with this week. And you can, so each question is worth 1 point. One of the questions contains a bonus point that they can use. And then from there, they also have 1 hint that they can use. However, if they don't use the hint, they can cash it in for an extra point. They are racing to 30 to see who can get that exclusive plush under $20 from PokemonCenter.com. So let's see what we can do from here. All right. It turns out that Whimsicott actually has 28 points. She sat down and did the math already. So she'll probably win today.
I wasn't going to steal a win. So
Whimsicott is 2 points away from winning. However, if Maximus helps her cross the finish line, he gets to start out next session with whatever points they earn today. So if you guys are ready, we'll get into it.
Let's do it.
Are we ready? Let's go.
All right, question number 1. I think this is a softball. I hope you guys hit this one out of the park. All right. So, looking at the Ultra Ball design contains a large letter H on the top of the Ultra Ball in yellow. Why does it have an H? That's the question. I need the answer.
I assume it's because it's called something else in Japanese, because the Beast Ball is called the Ultra Ball in Japanese. Do you remember what the Japanese name of the Ultra Ball is?
Not a clue.
I'm guessing it starts with H.
Yeah, but what's the word, though?
Hyper Ball. That's it.
Huh.
Is that your final answer?
Hyper Ball.
It sounds about right, right? Because they're called something different in Italian. Like, the Great Ball is the Mega Ball. So, and I think it might have been the Hyper Ball.
That makes
sense.
Yeah,
Hyper Ball. Yeah, let's go with that.
That is correct. It was called the Hyper Ball in Japanese, so there's a giant H on the top of it. And they just never changed
Thank
the design.
You, Italian.
All right, moving on. The questions are going to get a little bit tougher now. All right, so it turns out that there's one move in all of Pokemon that changes its accuracy based on a Pokemon's type. What is that move? Based on the Pokemon's type that's using it. I should make that clarification.
Okay.
Wait, so depending on the Pokemon that it's
being... That's using it. Depending on the Pokemon that's using it, it has a different accuracy.
And
well,
technically
Curse...
Yeah, it changes based on if you're a ghost.
It has different uses. That doesn't count. That doesn't count.
Oh yes, it's toxic because it's 100% accurate if it's used by a poison type, and it's 90% accurate when it's used by something else, or 80% or 85. I don't know. I know it's 100% accurate now in Gen 7 when it's used by a poison type.
Fair enough.
Toxic is correct. That is 2 points for you, and Whimsicott has crossed the finish line. Into 30-point territory. But we still
Now we're going to carry Maximus to an early lead.
An early lead. Here we go. All right. So next question. So if you play Pokemon XD for the GameCube, you can actually technically use a Gen 4 Pokemon in battle during that, in the game. Which Gen 4 Pokemon could you use in Pokemon XD, a Generation 3 game?
It's Bonslayer Generation 4 Pokemon?
Yes, it is.
Then it's Bonslayer.
Is that your final answer?
I'm pretty sure it's that one, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Bonslayer's it. Bonslayer, yeah, it was up there with... What was that Pokemon name? But yeah, it is a Gen 4 Pokemon. The last time I checked, that's something changed in the history.
I mean, I'm not sure if it's a Gen 3 or a Gen 4 Pokemon, but the confusion is probably caused by the fact that it was first introduced in a Gen 3 game, which is Pokemon XD. So let's go with that one.
That is correct. So in Pokemon XD, there is actually this bingo mode you could play, and you could use it to get items and essentially battle point equivalents in Pokemon XD. And one of the bingo cards you could use was a Bonslayer-themed one, and you could actually use Bonslayer to battle in that bingo system. Pokemon XD was a solid game. Both Colosseum and XD were actually pretty solid games. So that is correct, though. That is correct. That gives you guys 3 points so far. Our next question is the question that contains your bonus point. And it was something that I learned today, and I was pleasantly surprised to learn. So we are going to go ahead and talk about the manga. So in the Pokemon Adventure manga, if you look at the main characters, red or blue, we're just going to look at blue from the Pokemon Adventures manga. And
wait, is that blue or green blue?
I was about to make that distinction. It is.
Thank you.
It is the American blue.
So the boy.
The boy, yes. Gary. It is the Gary equivalent in the manga. And so if you look at Blue's roster, since... My last recollection of him being in the manga was in the Emerald Saga, which I'm sure both of you remember. He actually has appeared in the manga after that, both in the Heart Gold Soul Silver manga series and in the XY Saga, actually. Both times he displayed new additions to his team, one of them being an evolution of one of his previous Pokemon, and another one being a completely new Pokemon altogether. What were they? 1 point for each.
Now let's remember his team, then we can probably tell which one of his Pokemon can evolve.
Well, he had Charizard, which is not new and doesn't evolve. He had, I'm pretty sure at one point he did have an Eevee.
Mm.
But I think that Eevee... Did he really have an Eevee? Because I know Red had one.
Mm.
And it evolved into Espeon at the end, I think.
Yeah, he had a Pidgeot. That's not it.
That's not it. Do you want to use the hint for this one?
Go ahead. Let's go ahead. It's 2 points. Might as well.
Exactly.
All right. So I actually knew this one, the first one, because of the evolution, because it's actually stated at the end of Emerald or the end of the Leaf Green Fire Red saga, because Blue is known as the Traitor, and they were bringing up something about one of his Pokemon, specifically a rock ground type. And if we're going to talk about the hint for the other one, it is a Gen 6 Pokemon because it came from X and Y. So it's not Eevee. I'll say it's not Eevee.
Okay, so one is Golem.
And X and Y.
What? No. It's a new evolution. These are Pokemon that came out in the generations in which the manga showed him in as well. Mm-hmm. I want to say, make that clear. So it's a new evolution in Generation 4, and it's a new Pokemon in Generation 6. And it's one of the ghost types that showed up in Generation 6, just to make it a little bit easier.
Wait, but you mentioned a rock ground type.
There is a rock ground type that got an evolution. There's two Pokemon. There's two Pokemon. One evolved, and one's a brand new one. So the one that evolved is a rock ground type, and the new Pokemon is ghost type.
Among the, 39 new evolutions in Generation 4, which one was rock ground, Maximus?
In Generation 4?
Yeah.
Rhyperior.
Okay, thank you. Perfect. One is Rhyperior. And a ghost type in Generation 6. Well, there's the Trevenant line, the Phantom line, and he probably has Aegislash. He's that kind of character. So he might have like a Hone Edge.
So what is your final
and
answer?
And I bet he wills it. Gosh darn it. Do you want to go with those answers?
That's fine.
So Rhyperior and Hone Edge, or some kind of Hone Edge line. That is correct in the Rhyperior. It is incorrect in the ghost type. The ghost type is actually Pumpkaboo. He has a Pumpkaboo, which is really interesting. Yeah, it's really cute. He does something with Cynthia in Generation 6. Or not Cynthia, Diantha. It was Diantha in Generation 6. He helps her out somehow. I don't know. It was really cool to see that he actually made appearances post Heart Gold, Soul Silver. I was very excited about that.
I secretly kind of really like that character. So
yeah,
I should start reading the manga again.
The manga is real good up until Diamond and Pearl IMO, and we all agree with that.
Which is when I stopped reading it.
Yep. All right, so we are going to do our base stat question then. You guys are at 4 points, so you guys are doing pretty well. Let's see if we can make it 5. I want to know what pure ghost type has the highest base special defense.
Pure ghost type? Type. Isn't it Miss Magius? Because she has like 130
special defense,
something.
Special defense, not special attack.
Oh.
Yeah. So the last time the answer for the ghost type with the highest defense, like the pure ghost type with
special
the highest defense.
Special defense.
The last time the answer was Cofagrigus, but Cofagrigus is physically defensive, not special defensive, so it's not that one. Could it be something like what's the name of like Dusknoir?
It could be because let's see, Dusknoir.
Dusknoir is pretty physically, is pretty specially defensive in my recalling of how these things work. I remember that people usually use Dusclops with an Eviolite because it just gets bulkier overall. But Dusclops has like good defensive stats.
Mm-hmm. We're not including item application, are
No,
we?
We're not including Eviolite. No Eviolite.
Okay.
Mm.
I don't know why my brain keeps going to Miss Magius. I don't know why.
Like, there are not that many pure ghost types. And I'm trying to remember, like, can you think of any other pure ghost types?
Pure ghosts. Besides those three?
Exactly. There probably are a few, but, like, Banette is not defensive.
Not at all. I know that personally.
I'm going to need an answer. I'm going to need an answer.
Do you want to go with Dusk Noir? Because I honestly can't think of anything else. I'm sorry.
We can.
Your pick.
We can go with Dusk Noir.
Okay, let's go with Dusk Noir.
That is correct. Dusk Noir has a base 135 special defense. Dusk Clops has a base 130, so obviously EVLA's better. But yeah, Dusk Noir is the answer. I used to run one of those back in Gen 4.
Hey, off the top of your head, you wouldn't know what Miss Magius is, would you?
It's 105. 105.
Well, I wasn't even close.
So it's close. Well, not really. But
no, I wasn't. Like, I was. Well, yeah. I wasn't at all.
All right. So that gives you guys 5 points. So that crosses the finish line for Whimsicott. And Maximus gets to start the next round in the lead right now with 5 points, with everybody else yet to get on the board.
Woo!
We hope you like that. If you want to keep up with Puckle throughout the week, you can go over to the main feed at Puckle Podcast. Or you could, of course, just check us out on Discord. Link is in the show notes. You can always support the show in a number of ways by checking out our YouTube channel for more content. You can also check out our Twitch at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast, and our YouTube is youtube.com/pucklepodcast. You can, of course, help support the show in a variety of different ways. The first being checking out our Tee Public store, purchasing something. You could also go ahead and you can go subscribe to us on Twitch with a Twitch Prime membership, or you can go buy some Vite Ramen using code Puckle at checkout for a 10% discount. Or more importantly, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/pucklepodcast. But we hope you liked it, and we will catch you guys on the flip-flop.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.